Reality Transurfing by Vadim Zeeland. The meaning of this word, transurfing, can be interpreted as surfing through the space of variations. Space of variations being something we're going to talk about in a moment. Or transforming potential options into reality. Or sliding through lifelines. But basically, if you use this method, transurfing, then you ride on a wave of success. I came across this book in 2016. It was actually a video that I watched on YouTube, and I'm going to put a link in the description to it. And it was a very interesting video because what it really helped me do is dimensionalize and further understand some of the concepts that I've been working to navigate reality from a metaphysical perspective. Meta being things that we don't see with the eye, and physical, obviously, physical reality, we talk about metaphysical. Things that you know from an inner eye of understanding or intuition. The last video that I did was on the Kybalion, the seven hermetic principles. And contained within that book is also a metaphysical view of looking at reality, navigating reality. When you study concepts like The Power of the Subconscious Mind, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, or any kind of book that teaches you how to work with your mind, then you'll understand the concept of mentalism, and that all is mind. Everything in your reality that you experience in the external world is a manifestation of what is within your mind. And how you interpret reality is reflected to you by circumstance and different directions that you move in through your life. Now, those of you that know me, and obviously you do by now by watching my videos, know that I am very focused on goals, achieving goals. And in the process of achieving goals, you encounter various environments, circumstances. This is also known as pendulums or different life tracks. We're going to talk about this in a moment. And these circumstances reveal to you about yourself and help you understand if you are moving in the direction of your goal in an optimal way or not. We experience optimal experiences or negative experiences by how we feel. And how we feel redetermines, readjusts the course of action. So that stated, one of the most important things we have to be cognizant of is that once you have a goal, reality conforms and adjusts to make it so. And the only thing that holds us back is ourself in our mind. And that reality, or the space of variations, as determined here in this book, from the terms, is really helping us manifest that reality based on all the complexity that exists. And if we look at it as helping us manifest reality, then we have a more empowering way of navigating reality, one where we see ourselves as the cause rather than the effect. Now, in earlier stages of life, we go through life learning about how to do different kinds of things, how to behave, and so forth. And we have many different learning experiences. And because we constantly seek answers from the external world, we become dependent on it. We become very reactive to it. We become the effect of it. We believe that the external world has far more power over us and control over us than it actually does. And we encounter various circumstances and situations that reveal that truth to us as a truth that is to us, but not necessarily be a truth to another person who sees themselves as the cause of reality. And then when you get to a certain point in life, you realize that a lot of what you're thinking affects the reality that is presented to you, the external world, physical world. And then you start to encounter different kinds of information like this, books like this, and then it further dimensionalizes and helps you understand that you are in fact causing elements to happen in reality based on your thinking. Now, transurfing is metaphysical. So this is all about thinking. And it's a way of thinking, working with different concepts, very nicely put together, to help you navigate reality. When I came across this book in 2016, I put it to work. And over the years, I've been putting it to work. And it's been really helpful for me to have a conceptual way of navigating the metaphysical mind and relating and correlating it to the external world, law of correspondence, as within, so without, to determine course, correct, and adjust in a way where I don't find myself reactive to external circumstances, but rather responsive to it, moving into the different directions that I choose that lead all the way towards my vision. Now, let's describe this concept of reality transurfing as I give some experiences and examples through the various chapters of the book. Number one, the space of variations. So in the Kabbalion, we say all is mind. Okay? Everything is mind. And what we have here is the space of variations. It's an information structure, infinite data field containing all versions of all events that could happen. You could say that it contains everything that was, is, and will be, the all. Space of variations is a template grid of motion of matter in space and time. Both past and future are stationary, like frames from a movie, roll film, and the time happens only during the movement of an individual frame in which the present is contained. So space of variations is an information field of what was, what is, and what will be. So now what we're trying to do is we're working with our intention, or we have our goal. When we talk about intention of how it's described in reality transurfing, the intention is divided into external and internal one. Internal is related to activity influencing the outside world to determine an action, and the external intention is determined to have when the world becomes subject to human will. Internal intention focuses on the processes of our own movement towards the goal. External focuses on attention on how to get the goal realized by itself. Goal is achieved using internal intention, while it is selected using external one. So we have intent to create something in reality. Perhaps it's business success, fitness success, or something that we want to create in the external world. That is our intention. And as a result of having this intention, we navigate through the space of variations, which is the information field, which is everything that was, is, and will be, to create in our reality that what is exactly in our vision. So one of the models that I always use is the Robert Diltz model. We got the vision, and at the bottom of the pyramid of the Robert Diltz model, you got the environment. So what we want to do is we want to create from our vision and bring it into the environment. Now, what prevents us from creating our vision in the external world, which was the environment, is our values and beliefs, our identity, our capabilities, our behaviors, not being in alignment between vision and our environment. And to me, reality transurfing offers a great model to help us remove some of the elements that distort us from having the optimal values and beliefs and identity, deep identity. We're talking about self-love, self-respect, self-confidence, and so forth. All those kind of factors that hinder the ability to have a high degree of confidence in ourselves get removed as we practice reality transurfing. And as a result, our identity starts to evolve within, and the values and beliefs become that are of empowerment and that are in alignment with our vision. And these values and beliefs, or these elements that are in reality transurfing, can be easily grasped and understood and implemented to focus on core capabilities, certain kinds of behaviors, skills, fundamentals, and ways of doing things as we bring forth our vision. And as a result of doing those capabilities, our behaviors are optimal. And it's those behaviors that influence reality. But it's not only that. See, another important element of that, of navigating reality from this perspective, is that you will remove the need to want to attach to something called a pendulum. And we'll talk about that in a moment. And these pendulums take you off course, essentially put you on a different life track in the space of variations. What's a life track? A human life, just like other matter, is essentially a chain of cause and effect. An effect in the space of variations is always situated close to its cause. In the same way one follows the other, the near-lying sectors in the space of variations assemble into a life track. Scenarios and decorations of the sectors found on the same lifeline are more or less uniform in their quality. The human life moves evenly along its track until there is an event that introduces a substantial change in the scenario and decorations. So what we want to do is we want to be on the life track in the space of variations towards the end result. So we got our vision and we got the environment manifestation of the end result. And we're navigating reality, which is the space of variations, and we have choices along the journey. And this is where Transurfing defines choices as follows. Transurfing offers fundamentally different approach to achieving objectives. One makes a choice as if ordering in a restaurant without worrying about the means to achieve it. In most cases, the goal gets realized by itself, regardless of the direct actions of the client. Your desires are not fulfilled. Your dreams do not come true, but your choice is an irrevocable law and it will eventually happen. It is impossible to explain in a nutshell the essence of choice. All the Transurfing deals with is what a choice is and how to make it. So look at it from this perspective. As you create or you determine what your intent is, what you're looking to create, or you have figured out what you want to create, then reality is going to shape itself, or this is the model of Transurfing, indicating that reality is going to shape itself to bring forth that intention. And then towards the navigation in the space of variation, you want to stay on the life track that is in alignment with creating that vision in the environment. We're overlapping here with the Robert Diltz model. And again, what I'm doing is I'm giving you dimensionalization based on my experiences and how I view reality Transurfing. And there are going to be many people that see reality a different way and work with this model in a different way. I'm just giving you mine that works really well for me. So as we move along the journey towards manifestation, we have choices. And these choices sometimes are intentional or they're unintentional. We get involved with something called pendulums, which we'll talk about in a moment, that take you off track. So the goal is to make proper choices and stay on the life track all the way till manifestation and realizing that as we are navigating reality, we are experiencing situations that cause us to either react to it and then send us on a different life track, which is not one that we want that is going to bring forth our vision, but rather one that's going to take us off course. So Napoleon Hill calls this drifting. The space of variations is an information field of what was, what is, and what will be. So what happens is that if you look at it all as one, and that's what we talk about when we say in the Kabbalion, the all, then an infinite possibilities exist to bring forth your reality from information that exists from was, is, and what will be. And the goal is to keep within your mind the vision and make choices that are related towards your vision. The only thing that could prevent you from making choices outside of bringing forth your vision is yourself and your reactivity to the pendulums, which we'll talk about. Reality can be manifested in an infinite number of ways as well. So because what really is going on when we read books or we study or we take courses and seminars and so forth is we're learning on how somebody else created reality, we have to go beyond that and realize that there's an infinite way of bringing forth the vision that you have. And probably there's not even a fraction of potentiality ways of bringing forth your vision that have been identified yet. And so we want to use this kind of model to keep more of an open mind and realize that Steve Jobs said it, you can't connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards. So books, trainings, logical explanations of how success is manifested is a reverse engineering, someone connecting back and looking at the dots backwards to give you a sequence and a process of how to bring forth success. And we want to keep an open mind working with reality Transurfing that success or the vision can be manifested in an infinite number of ways. And by working with these concepts and what I talked about in the last video with the Kabbalion and just keeping an open mind in general and realizing that all is mine and there's all this infinite possibility, then what's really going to happen is you're going to find a way that manifests your reality in a way that is more in alignment with who you are. See, this is why in Think and Grow Rich, and I brought this up in probably like the last five or six videos, we talk about the word impossible here on page 29 of the original manuscript. He says, a great many years ago, I purchased a fine dictionary. The first thing I did with it was to turn to the word impossible and clip it out of the book. It would not be an unwise thing for you to do. Now again, why would he do something like this? The idea behind it is that we live in the space of variations and there's an infinite number of ways of manifesting your goal in your dream. Impossibilities are the potential of saying the word impossible in part or in whole of the elements or capabilities, behaviors, values, and beliefs that are related towards manifesting your vision in the environment reduces the amount of potentialities. You're essentially creating what you think based on what you think. You become what you think about. And if you create impossibilities, then you limit yourself. Any branch of knowledge is based on a chosen aspect of the manifested reality. Your choice is always made into reality. What you choose is what you'll get. Now, here's the interesting thing. When you have an intention and you say, I'm going to have this manifested in my reality, you navigate reality, which is the space of variations, and you make choices. Now, the goal is, as mentioned, to make choices that are related to the vision, your original intent. And if you're reactive to pendulums or different kinds of things that come your way, then all of a sudden now you'll find yourself unknowingly, and we even talk about this, subconsciously choosing things that don't align with your reality. And this is why we have to go in and do a lot of work on ourselves subconsciously, because we have our conscious mind, we have our subconscious mind. We can consciously make these choices, but subconsciously we're also making choices. Then as we go in and change some of the programming that we have in our subconscious mind and make it in alignment with our core definite chief aim, as Napoleon Hill puts it, which is our intent, we'll find ourselves automatically choosing that what is related towards our vision. But at any down, at any point of the journey, we make a choice that is not in alignment with our vision or our number one intent, our core intent, our definite chief aim. What happens is we then move into a different life track and we'll get what is in that life track. That choice, which might not have been intently made, throws us in a different direction and we're going to get what is related to that choice. And this is why when someone creates something in reality and they say, why did I create that? I didn't intentionally create this when I wanted to start the business and create success. Why did this happen? And you know, I always use these things in the context of success and business and entrepreneurship because that's my area of expertise. What I find that reality transurfing helps me identify and give to somebody a good model to work with so that they can bring forth their vision and they'll realize that the reason why they went off course or weren't able to create those results is because somewhere down the road, they made a choice that put them on a different life track and they end up getting the result of that. Now, they might not have the awareness to realize that that's what happened. They might conclude it because the mind likes to conclude that, you know, if you're a reactive person, that it's the external world or somebody else's fault. But rather than connecting the dots, looking backwards and see where you made the choice that steered you off course, it's easier to just conclude as a failure. So with reality transurfing, we take a more detached, you know, unpolarized or depolarized view of reality and saying, okay, what is it that caused us to move in this direction? And let's recalibrate to our intent. And as we recalibrate to our intent, we move down the life track in the space of variations. And now let's make better choices. So what actually causes somebody to not make the right choice? I believe, and as mentioned a handful of times in this video, it's a reactivity. It's the difference between responding and reacting. What causes a person to react? Well, certain kinds of emotional qualms or traumas or situations or hang-ups that a person has in their identity, low self-esteem, low self-confidence, and so forth, that when they encounter a scenario, they all of a sudden react to it in a lower vibration, you could say, or a negative way, which then puts them into that life track to manifest that, which is not knowingly what they want, but is subconsciously what they're creating. Each organism makes its own contributions to the formation of material realizations. So this external world is a combination of material realizations that has been based on the intent, consciously or subconsciously, of all the organisms that exist. So the space of variations and the different intentions created the external world that we see here. And the goal when it comes to reality transurfing is to remember, don't fight for happiness. You can simply make it a choice to choose a variation that you like. So now that I've gone over this first part, it should be very apparent to you that one of the ways to make reality transurfing work for you is to realize where you are reacting negatively and understand why it is you're reacting that way. So one of the things that I do is, as I navigate reality or the space of variations, you could say, every day, is I note the different areas where I react in a way that throws me onto a different life track. In other words, I have subconsciously made a choice to go on a different life track. Might not be one that is ideal, but I did it by reacting a certain way. And it could be a subtle reacting. It could be very subtle, it doesn't have to be obvious and big. Now, I'll write that down and I'll go to work on reprogramming my subconscious mind with affirmations. I'll change the meaning. I'll change my behaviors. I'll adjust my work schedule. I will change my environment around so that I don't end up in that scenario where I react like that again. And a lot of it has to do with internally making peace and accepting. Now, we're going to talk about this when we get into pendulums and the different kinds of elements related to that. But the goal is first to recognize that you can, and there's an infinite ways in the space of variations to manifest the reality that you want. And you can do it from a place of happiness by making conscious choices, by evaluating where you are reacting, changing the programming within, and then realize the next days as you go by that when you encounter that same scenario, you're more from a perspective of responding optimally, making a nice proper choice that's related to the vision and staying on the life track to create the result that you want. Chapter 2, pendulums. Groups of people thinking in the same direction create information-based energy structures called pendulums. These structures will eventually begin to develop independently. Pendulums create their own laws and make people obey them. What people don't realize is that they are unwillingly acting in the interest of these pendulums. So this is very related to Eckhart Tolle. I remember reading A New Earth. He had this concept called pain body. And it's very apparent if you look around in your reality, and you don't have to go very far to realize this, that there are these pain bodies that exist. There's pendulums that exist, a group of people that collect and share the same opinions and viewpoints where there's a lot of charged energy over there. And if you go into their frame, if you go into the energy, their pendulum, that's why understanding frame control is very important. What will happen is you'll get drawn into their reality. You'll become very reactive, and now you'll be on that life track. So the goal is to understand that these bodies of energy, pendulums, exist. Now, this is one of the core reason why we are not able to create the success that we want, is we get pulled into these pendulums. And we live in a world today where there's so much information coming at us from all different angles, and the world is very connected with the internet. This is a positive thing because then you can get access to information like this. You can learn, you can grow. But in a way, it can be negative if you don't understand the concept of pendulum and you are reactive to the different kinds of information that's presented, throwing you into a different life track, one that is in the collective of that pendulum. So a pendulum is created by the energy of people who are thinking in the same direction. This is also known as groupthink. Okay, beware the snares of groupthink, one of my favorite elements of 33 Strategies of War by Robert Greene. You want to make sure that you are aligning yourself with the mastermind. Napoleon Hill talks about this in Thinking Grow Rich. Those that are related to your vision, that see reality the same way as you. If they don't see reality the same way as you, they're probably on or connected to a different pendulum. Now, this pendulum is an energy of people that are thinking in the same direction. So even if you are around people that think the same way of you, if you adjust your vision and you change your things around, remember that now you are going against that pendulum and you're going to have to release out of it. And the way to deal with pendulums, I found, because as I came across this information, I found it really fascinating that it was conceptualized like this in the concept of pendulum, is to not react to it, but to recognize it and almost like kind of dance with it. So if somebody comes up to you and they mention to you something that is part of a bigger pendulum, maybe they're giving you something that happened on the news and it's very polarizing information, and you could see they're very kind of pulled into it, and there's a whole bunch of people pulled into it. Now, we're not being ignorant to it. We're just simply recognizing it and saying, I understand, and just, you know, adjusting your conversation so you don't emotionally get charged with that. And then what happens is that when you leave that interaction, you're still thinking about it, you're emotionally charged, and that's how you know that that pendulum has a hold of you. A pendulum is an energy-based information structure. Remember that. It's emotional. You'll feel it. It's energy-based. You will feel the energy when you're part of a pendulum. And pendulums can exist in environments, in your offices, in businesses, and no matter where you go in reality, as you navigate, especially in big cities, you will feel the pendulums. And your goal, and that's why it's called reality transurfing, is to surf reality towards your vision, to create your goal, recognizing that these pendulums exist, and by identifying with them, you'll get thrown onto a different life track. So here are some distinctions to really help us understand pendulums and to help you grasp and understand when you're experiencing yourself getting thrown into a pendulum. And we'll talk about how many ways that I've learned to release out of the pendulum. A pendulum feeds on its energy of its adherents and thereby amplifies its swinging. So when you're energetically reacting to something, you're going into the pendulum. So what we want to do is practice responding. So how do we do this? By taking notes of all the different times every single day that you react to a scenario or situation, information, environments, people, and so forth, and ask yourself, why am I emotionally reacting, knowing that I'm giving it into that pendulum and I'm becoming one of it, one with it, and getting thrown into a different life track, and change the meaning around, do some subconscious mind audios, change your environment around, whatever it is. And remember, not from a place of force, because what you resist persists. So this is something where we have to remember law of attraction elements. What you resist persists, you get who you are, and that's how it is. And who you are is based on your vibration, your feeling. So watch the video that I did on the Kybalion, my last video, and recognize this very important truth. You attract based on the vibration that you're in. If a pendulum starts swinging towards you and it's trying to pull you into that vibration, and you recognize it, but you don't allow yourself to pull into it, and you can feel yourself when you're getting pulled into it, but rather than resisting and pushing away against it, which, by the way, will get you to fall into the pendulum, you recognize it and you kind of dance with it. And the more you implement this, the more you understand this and work with it. This is really, we're talking about metaphysical and working with things on an energetic level. So just me conceptualizing this and explaining it to you is not really going to help you understand. You're going to have to experience it and be aware of it when you're in the scenarios. So the key is to respond in a way where you don't get pulled and kind of get ejected out of the pendulum, not getting thrown into it, but rather released from it in a graceful way. For example, let's say you're walking down the street and there's a person and they look at you very harshly. Rather than look at them harshly back and then creating conflict, which will throw you into that pendulum, you maybe acknowledge the person, maybe look at them, maybe give a slight smile of acknowledgement, very subtly. The energy gets loosened up a little bit and then you just keep walking. Or another example is, let's say you go to a store and you're about to buy something and the clerk is very angry and tense and kind of rude. That's a pendulum. So what happens is you acknowledge them, you have a conversation, you don't fight them. You don't say, look, why are you being rude? You're an angry person and so forth. Instead, what you do is you acknowledge them, be respectful, be compassionate. See, the goal here, when I realized about this pendulum, is really about empathy and compassion, like real empathy and compassion, not getting reactive empathy and compassion. A lot of people have a hard time with this because they think empathy means that you react to a person, you essentially go into the pendulum. No, it means understanding. So when you see somebody that's frustrated or angry that you deal with, you understand that they feel that way and you acknowledge it and you don't become a part of it. Now, what's interesting about that is that they might actually transform right then and there and go in the direction of more of positivity. That's what I find to be true. But one of the things that you'll find is that you won't end up in the pendulum if you implement what I'm saying. A pendulum tries to attract as many supporters as possible so that it can receive as much energy as possible. You can say a pendulum is kind of like almost like an entity. A pendulum sets its groups of adherents against all other groups. Look at us, we are better than they are. So this is very interesting. Groupthink, when the energy builds up, there's a we versus them. So it's very apparent when you're part of a pendulum when it's a we versus them. Now, when I got involved with personal development and business and entrepreneurship, I had a very much of a we versus them kind of mentality of like, okay, we know this stuff and they don't, and the masses and so forth. Now I realize that by being that way, I'm actually giving more energy to the pendulum and actually drawing myself in the pendulum. And as a result of that, I used to get in disputes with people trying to convince them that, you know, the proper way of looking at reality is like this. Now, I'm not really interested in that. I'm just interested in creating my goals one after the other and then sharing this content with you on my channels and making my training and so forth so I could reveal what I learned, but not from a place of arguing, because I recognize that there are many ways, infinite ways of manifesting reality, and my way is just a way. It's not necessarily the best way, and I don't believe that anybody really has the best way. The answer depends. In the Kybalion, we say, all truths are half-truths, and wisdom is really just knowing the difference. And wisdom is acquired when you combine knowledge plus experience. So as you're experiencing these kind of things, understand that there's many different ways of creating reality. But what we realize is that by saying, we are better than them, and we are more greater than or holier than thou, we're actually fighting and going into the pendulum. You'll find yourself, if you're like that, in more disputes, more arguments, and what happens? You get thrown into a different life track, and then you don't bring forth your vision. A pendulum is aggressive in blaming all those that don't want to become its adherents and tries to win them over, neutralize them, or remove them altogether. Okay, when people get involved with pendulums and there's enough force in this pendulum and it's a very polarizing topic, they'll start to believe in or behave in all kinds of irrational ways. They'll do things, they'll be angry, they'll hurt people, and all kinds of behaviors will be manifested as if they were possessed, and they would never do this outside of when they're in this pendulum, groupthink. You know, you see this sometimes. I've watched videos where there's been, like, you know, riots at, like, soccer games and so forth. The crowd just goes wild and starts stomping on each other and behaving in ways that they never would behave, except that was a pendulum that was building up, and they didn't realize that they're getting pulled in this energy. And the energy is very powerful. You can feel it, and people get very passionate about it and polarized and get pulled into it, and they start behaving in all these weird ways. A pendulum puts on good-looking and attractive masks. It covers itself up with noble aims and plays on people's emotions in order to justify its own actions and win over as many adherents as possible. So this is very important, very powerful distinction. As you move down the life track towards creating the vision, your intent, what you want to create, don't allow yourself to be seduced by attractive experiences or appearances without recognizing that behind that potentially lies a pendulum. You have to be aware. If you're not aware, and this is, you know, where marketers get us, they say, oh, if you come down this direction, oh, the promise of this, the promise of that, you got to be able to see beyond that. You got to look at the psychology of who you're dealing with, the environment, the reality, the results that they have, rather than looking at things from a surface level. And one of the ways we get pulled into pendulums is through attractive masks, the good feeling, the promise of pleasure, the promise of success or whatever, only to find us in a certain scenario. Now, I've seen this a lot of times in certain kinds of personal development and business groups and so forth. There's the promise of all kinds of success and so forth, but then when you look beyond the surface, it's like the individuals that are there don't really have the success. So it's kind of a pendulum. And then when you go there, it's very much a we versus them mentality. So be aware of that. And that's, if you find yourself in a situation like that, you're in a pendulum. And then when you're in there, remember, you've got to release yourself out of it. You can't argue with them. You can't try to convince them. Because if you are doing that, you're giving the pendulum more power. And what you'll find is what you resist persists. A destructive pendulum forces goals onto its adherents that are alien to them. And a pendulum plays on people's feelings, attracting them to its net. Attracting them to its net. This is why when you study yourself, you become more self-aware and you determine what you are reacting to, you'll find yourself not interested and not seduced by the appearances. You'll be able to make conscious decisions and you'll ask yourself, is this related to my goal? And you will choose that what is related to your goal. You'll look beyond it. That doesn't mean you don't value attractive experiences and appearances and nice things. That's not what it is. It just means that you can see beyond. You get an eye of understanding, inner eye of understanding, to look beyond where others can't see it. That's because they're reactive and you're more responsive. You understand rather than get pulled into the surface and then get caught up in something that wasn't in your favor. Positive visualization will gently extinguish a pendulum. So if you find yourself in situations where you're in a pendulum, which is why I really like auto-suggestions and reprogramming your subconscious mind, what you'll find is that a lot of the times you get pulled into pendulums and you remain in the pendulum, or you find yourself constantly getting pulled into pendulums because subconsciously there's some programming within you that keeps recreating it in the external world like theater. We go through a lot of experiences in life in earlier stages that makes us believe that reality works a certain way. And we keep replaying those scenarios in business and relationships and friendships that are not the kind of experiences that we want, but we replay them again and again like theater because subconsciously we just keep manifesting it. So as a result of that, what we want to do is go within and change that programming. Positive visualization, affirmations, surrounding yourself with empowering people and information helps rewrite that programming because it doesn't feed that. And then what happens is that subconsciously you'll start to attract that which is more in alignment with that vision. or in alignment with that information that you're taking in. This is how we get programmed in the first place. From TV, from news, from people, from circumstances in the external world that our subconscious mind takes in. Because remember, your subconscious mind doesn't reject consciously like the conscious mind. It just takes in. Whatever you expose yourself to is going into your subconscious mind and programming you, and then you're recreating that again and again and again. So we have to be aware of the kind of information we're taking in, and we have to be more conscious and aware on the choices that we have and choose that what is related to our vision. As mentioned, we live in a beautiful time now because we have access to so much information, and the key is exercising some discernment on the kind of information that we're choosing. Some information will pull us into pendulums, get us to become very emotionally reactive, and then we'll be like that, walking around constantly reactive to that pendulum. And the emotions actually reprogram our subconscious mind to want more of those negative outcomes. Chapter 3, the wave of success. The wave of fortune is formed as an assemblage of lifelines that are favorable to you. The space of variations contains all things, including these gold veins. When you find yourself in such line and get lucky, you can glide under inertia onto the other lines of assemblage where new fortunate circumstances will follow. So what we're talking about here is a streak, a win streak, or when everything is in alignment, when you're essentially in flow and you're just winning step by step by step, one thing, everything you touch turns to gold. Now, most of us have experienced this in some stage of our life, and the goal is to try to place ourselves in these kind of scenarios. I find that you're able to place yourself in these kind of scenarios if you're practicing all the things that I talked about prior to this section. That means you're becoming really aware of what's causing you to be more reactive, and you're making conscious choices, better choices that are positive. Now, one of the questions that I get asked a lot is, well, how do you help those people that are in those pendulums? I believe that some individuals, it's their life purpose to go out and help them in a more proactive way, and some are better off being the example. And as a result of being the example, they learn certain kinds of skills, how to cultivate leadership, how to be at the cause rather than the effect, and they become better educators to help others. So this is why I always say it's important to work on developing yourself, be the change, as Gandhi said it, rise yourself up, rather than trying to prematurely do it, which is going to cause you to just get yourself involved with the pendulum. Now, when you implement all these things we're talking about, you'll find yourself on the wave of fortune, and you'll actually find yourself attracting more and more people over to you. You'll be more inspirational. More and more people will gravitate towards you automatically because they see the kind of success that you have. They see the kind of vibration that you have. And you know, you'll attract the right people, those that actually want to be part of that life track. And as a result of it, more and more people will join you, and you're creating more and more success, not only for yourself, but others. So the wave of fortune is formed as an assemblage of lifelines that are favorable to you. But if after the first success, you once again strike a bad patch, then you have been hooked by a destructive pendulum, which has taken you away from the wave of fortune. So you could be on the life track of positivity and have the wave of success and moving forward and everything's in your favor. And then all of a sudden you slipped because you found yourself reactive to a pendulum. You get thrown into a pendulum. And then all of a sudden the wave of success starts to go away. You're so reactive and you don't even know what happens. And the next thing you know, kind of, you're just like, how do I get back on this? Now, because I do a lot of coaching and consulting, one of the things that I find is that individuals get on a path of success. They stay on it and something happens in their life and they get thrown off the path of success or this winning streak. And they're reactive to whatever that thing happens in a negative way. And then more and more negative things start to happen because you're saying that they subconsciously chose the reactive response of that pendulum, and they get whatever is related to that pendulum and that what is in that life track. And then they have to come out of it and rebuild that momentum up again. You know, and I think this is one of the important lessons of life, is that life, we kind of go through this back and forth thing till we realize how this stuff works. And then we use models like this, for example, to help us navigate reality a lot better. So in order for your love to be reciprocated, it's necessary to abandon the right of possession. Now, this is where we get into more nuance. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Law of correspondence, as mentioned in the Kabbalion, as well as law of vibration. What you put out, you come back to. You want more success, you have to put out successful energy, which means you have to give value. If you want return of value, you have to give value. You can't go out with a taking energy, because then what you're going to get is the external world doing taking energy to you. So free yourself from the need to conform, to confirm your superiority is another important element. Why so? Because what happens is that what we're really looking to do is create the result. And there's all these little sub elements that we might think is necessary to have within us and project outwards to create that result. Ego being one of them, the need of focusing on who is right rather than what is right. And all that kind of stuff does is throw us on a different life track. Striving to hide one's flaws creates the opposite effect. So again, this is the energy. You're trying, you're pretending, and so forth, rather than just releasing and allowing yourself to accept and understand what's coming to you and working with it from more of a responsive place. There's this internal part of you that is trying to hide, and what you're really going to get is the energy that reflects that trying to hide externally. Now, like with anything, this is a very powerful model that we talk about on this channel, and as well as the other models I talk about, takes practice. So it's important to be more aware and practice, and the more you are aware and practice what is being discussed here, the better you'll get at it. This also helps you dimensionalize. Now, what we're talking about here is these little things that get us to be thrown off the wave of success. Like, for example, you got success and results are happening, and all of a sudden you develop an ego. And now you want that validation, you want that approval. And because you want that validation and want that approval, you call it balancing forces. Let's talk about this. Balancing forces. Whenever there's excessive potential, balancing forces arise directed towards its removal. They are created by mental energy when a person gives undue importance to an object. So if you are moving towards a goal, you start getting results, you're riding the wave of success, and then all of a sudden you start to feel entitled towards that success, balancing forces will come in, slap you in the face, knock you down, and you'll experience a period of recalibration. So the idea is this is more like a flow. Look at the infinity symbol. Look at the infinity symbol. It's like a flowing number 8 on its side. And it's actually an incorporation of all the elements that are in the Kabbalion. If you give excessive importance to something, you're not letting go and relaxing. In fact, when you're letting go and relaxing, you're more likely to take the optimal actions in the life track towards the result. See, the goal is not doing nothing. It's doing the optimal things. And the optimal things are manifested a lot of times even automatically when you have your mind on your vision and it's connected with your soul and your heart's desires and so forth. And you don't have this need to want to do things that are outside of it, such as gratifying your ego or validation or approval, rather than creating success. You just want to create the success. So then you'll do the optimal things that move you forward towards your result. So again, this is the difference between caring without worrying. See, distinctions. You want to be able to, if you want to work with the stuff, which is really mental chemistry, working with your mind, you have to get into nuance. You have to understand distinctions. All truths are half truths. You can care without worrying. If you worry and care, you infuse the worrying with care, and that's what caring means to you, then you're going to bring about the external world life tracks and pendulums to pull you in that direction. Which brings us to our point, polarization, which was also covered in the Kabbalion. Excessive potentials arise when giving undue importance to some properties. A relationship of dependency is created when people begin to compare each other, to confront and to set conditions like, if you do so, I will do so and so. Excessive potential is not scary, while the distorted assessment exists by itself. But if the artificial high assessment of one object is compared to another, polarization occurs. And it in turn gives rise to the wind of the balancing forces. They try to eliminate the occurred polarization, and in most cases, the action is directed against the one who created it. So what you want to do is you want to be in a flow. Okay, this is what it's about. It's about being in flow. And this is why understanding flow by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi is so important. This is why in everything that I do in all my training programs, and a large emphasis is put on flow. Flow is like lighthearted energy. It's the recognition that you're going to create success. It's a calm confidence and success consciousness, you could say, that you can always tell when someone's in flow because they're making the right moves. They've got challenges, but they're overcoming their challenges and they're acquiring new skills. And that's why you want to remain in a place of flow. When you're in a place of flow, then what you'll notice is that you're automatically integrating these philosophies and principles that we're talking about. When flow is broken is when importance is given, like unnecessary importance is given to something, and then you're polarizing yourself to it, and then all of a sudden you get thrown off flow. See, all truths are half-truths, and the important thing to realize is that there is polarity. There's left, there's right, there's up and down, there's positive, there's negative, there's good, there's evil, and you're really just kind of flowing through the space of variations with all these different elements that exist without snagging on one end or the other, rather remaining consistent towards creating your vision. So in summary, then, if you go back, you've got the space of variations, and as you got the space of variations, you got your intent of what you want to create. You're navigating the space of variations on your life track. Pendulums are flowing towards you and so forth. And if you polarize yourself, you're going to snag on one of those pendulums, get pulled into it, get thrown on a different life track. So if you're more lighthearted, you'll connect with or you'll experience a pendulum coming your way. You'll just release it. Some of the examples I gave earlier of how you would do it. And you will continue on your flow towards creating the results. If you don't do it and you polarize yourself, balancing forces will show up. Again, very, very nuance-based distinctions. And this is why I really like Letting Go and Power Versus Force by David Hawkins. Because in the higher states of consciousness, you're able to work with these models, metaphysical models, a lot better. Unconditional love, acceptance, reason. These are elements that create lightheartedness, peace within you that allows you to navigate and accept reality to a place of creating positive change rather than fighting against it and adding to more and more anger and frustration as a result of polarization. Chapter 4. An induced transition. Each man creates a separate layer of the world where he lives. The world of people as a whole consists of individual layers placed on top of each other. A response to a negative event induces the transfer to negative life tracks, and don't allow means not to avoid, but to intentionally ignore and become interested in certain kinds of information. So understand something, as you're navigating reality, there's going to be all this information that's being presented to you. And you have a choice whether you want to polarize yourself to this information or not. Some of the times, a lot of times if you haven't done a lot of work on yourself, you're going to unconsciously polarize yourself to this information. If you find yourself constantly being polarized by information left, right, and center, then you have to do a lot of work on yourself. The key is being responding from a positive direction. See, when information comes to you, like let's look at an example here. Someone who's trained in, for example, in law enforcement or some kind of medical emergency, they're trained to respond rather than react. Because if they were reacting to a trauma that's happening, then the reactivity can result in a negative situation, negative outcome. And because there's so much complexity going on, they have to go through a process where they train themselves to mindfully respond. So think about this. This is not wild, far out stuff that is, not already something that we use on a regular basis in stressful circumstances. These are the kind of things that they train somebody to have who is like a high level executive. Successful entrepreneurs have this. Good salespeople have these abilities. Those, like I mentioned, law enforcement or special services, they're trained on this. On mindful response rather than reactivity. Now, they're not disregarding it. They're just saying, here's this information. Now I'm going to move forward in this direction, or I'm going to choose to not put any more attention on this because it's not related. So that's how you want to be. That's how you know you're moving in the right direction. If you're not doing this, then you're constantly, remember, unintentionally making those choices to throw you on a different life track and you're not able to create your goal. The flow of variations, chapter 5. The soul doesn't think and doesn't speak, but it feels and knows. See, the goal is to align your soul's desires, your heart desires with your mind and work together in harmony to create your reality. If there's a disconnect between your heart desires, your mind, then there's no congruence. You're going to find yourself creating all kinds of discongruence or negative situations in the external world because you're not in alignment. If you have the possibility to refuse an uncomfortable decision, refuse it. The mind strives to control, not its own movement along the flow, but the flow itself. Now, this is a very powerful distinction. The mind tries to control, not its own movement along the flow, but the flow itself. See, the goal is to work with the flow. Now, in the Kabbalion, we talked about the various principles, including the principle of gender, masculine dynamics being things like moving forward, direction, more from a place of taking action, and then feminine dynamics being more receiving, understanding, intuition, allowing, present. We mentioned that we've got to have a good harmony between the dynamics within us, because when you understand and work with those dynamics within you, then you are in better flow. Let's actually go through the Kabbalion mind map that I created here, if you haven't watched the video, and let's connect this, the principles, back to reality transurfing to really help us dimensionalize this further. Mentalism, all is mind. Okay, you have an intent, and you got the space of variation, correspondence, as within, so without. The external world is a reflection of your internal world. You got to look at the life tracks you're on, and then you got to be aware of the pendulums that swing your way and how to move around them, essentially surf around them, and stay on the life tracks related towards your vision. Understand the principle of vibration. You attract who you are, not necessarily what you want, but who you are. The energy that you put out, you are attracting. So you want to put yourself in a place where you have a lighthearted energy towards the goal and the elements, the capabilities, again, referring back to the Robert Diltz model, the capabilities, the behaviors, the environments, the values and beliefs, and the deep identity stuff related towards your goal. You want to cultivate it, and you want to keep in the vibration that's harmoniously related to that. Because you could say you want something, for example, you want to create money, but if you have a hatred towards it, or you're forcefully going after it, balancing forces will come in and it will break the connection that you have. Next is polarity. Understand, up, down, left, right, there's so many poles. The goal is to stay, principle of rhythm, in flow and not snag on the polarity. If you're polarized, balancing forces will show up and will depolarize you and bring you to a center. Next, cause and effect. Understand that within, we're working with this information, like with pretty much everything I talk about, and the actions, capabilities are the cause, and there's an effect for it. Now, when we're working with the metaphysical, we're working with the energies. So cause being the you navigating reality through the space of variations, realize that as you are moving forward, you're creating effects on the life track. And the meaning you're giving to these effects will open up more choices. And you keep going down the choices that eventually lead to your destination. Understand that we're working with the space of variations, and there's infinite possibilities, and there's a manifestation of the collective, all different beings putting their intent and creating in reality their cause and effect. And there can be pendulums, and you got to adjust accordingly. And finally, principle of gender, understanding when to do, when to take action, when to step back, when to release. All of these kinds of things keep you in a flow. And when you stay in that flow, you're able to work with all the complexities that you show up, that show up. Again, call reality transurfing. You think about it, it's like surfing. You don't know the kind of waves that you got coming up. You don't really know how the water is or the wind is going to be, but you're going to do the best. You're going to work with the elements that you have, the skills that you have, and you're not going to snag. You're going to be in the moment, because when you do that, then you can ride the wave of variations and possibilities towards the destination of creating the results that you want. So if you move along the flow of variations, the world will come to greet you. Having relinquished control, you will get real control over a situation. If you want to copy this mind map, the link is in the description. Thank you very much for watching. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.